following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, welcome to Radioland. I'm Rick Cheddar. Oh, you've already heard all that. Hey, you would have heard it elsewhere, but here's the problem. This is take two. I recorded an entire episode. I can't believe this. Out of 70, 60 some, after a shitload of these episodes, I have finally done it. Every one of these up until today have been, well, they're all one take, and there's no going back and overdubbing and stuff. We just grab what we grab and we go. But dig this shit. I did the entire episode here in Studio A on the wrong mic. I have a microphone sitting right here in front of me. I have my headphones, so I'm listening to the mic on the board, you know. But it was recording the damn thing off my webcam, and it looked great, but it sounded like, it just sounded like sugared asshole. It was horrible. My God, suck out loud. And I thought, you know, it was a half an hour. I went on this whole thing about, oh, I'll try. If I don't remember what I did, for Christ's sakes. And I went back. I was, okay, it's done. You know, I'm kind of in a bit of a time crunch here, and I wanted to sit down with you and make this happen. And I go back and I check in the audio just to make sure there wasn't what I need to do to process it and clean it up. And I realized, what a piece of shit. It sounds like ass. See, this is the one thing, and this has been my problem. I'm picky. It's good. It's a good thing to be picky. Life is about being picky. You should be picky. You should be, if what you do for a living that you really enjoy is worth doing, then it's worth doing well. And you don't want to, especially with something like this, you know, because I know most of you that listen to this listen on earbuds, and you can hear a lot more of what's happening in the room. I have the door open here to Studio A here in Midtown, and outside you might hear a plane fly by, and which is good when it does, because it drowns out the horrible attempt at karaoke that's happening right now. Thanks a lot. There's some chick over there trying to sing Jimi Hendrix, and by God, it sounds like somebody fucking a cat. It is absolutely horrendous. I spent most of my career playing classic rock records on the radio. So I'm a little burned out of Journey and all of that. And I appreciate Hendrix like everybody else does. But if you're going to do it right. It's like anything, really. It really is. If you're going to sing, try and just do the best that you can. If that's the best that you've got, don't do it in public. Oh, my God. And I was talking about, too, what I had recorded earlier, which is, from what I remembered, some bits in there. One thing I do know I am going to get into. But my wife and I, we went out and we had lunch, and then we needed to run errands. We do what life calls us to do, right? You know, it's that day. We gotta go to the store, and we gotta go to the grocery. I'm still laughing because of what had just happened, and I feel like I am sort of repeating myself. But hey, I've gotten it. I got the first one out of the system, so I can't believe that after all these episodes and I fucked it up. Oh well, you know, I'm not perfect. At least I'm having a decent sense of humor about it. But here's the thing. So we go out. The immigrant and I are out, and she needs plants for the house, you know, because she wants to get the front porch looking like. Yeah, it's springtime, you know. You got to get some flowers going for the front of the house. And I said, it's great. We got to go to the hardware place, and we're going to get the plants, and we're going to get, I need some light bulbs. I need some batteries. I need some keys made. And while we're out, because we plan this out, we're going to go to this store over here. We're going to get all that. And when we're done there, we're going to go over to this store because it's closer, and we're going to get our groceries done because we needed to do some grocery shopping. Well, all of that got thrown into a complete disarray in one fell swoop. And it's all thanks to Lowe's. You know, they're a hardware store that's owned by the people that have brought you Walmart. You do know that, don't you? I may have mentioned it before, but They're owned by Walmart. So you've got the same attitude going on in there. You've got people in there that don't give a shit about anybody else. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about doing any of this stuff. And so you know that going in is my point. You know that going in, you're going into what is not a happy place. The only people that are remotely happy about the place at all is upper management, because they see your money walking in the door. That's all they care about is the money. So you got some jackass who's the store manager, and he's just damn glad to see that you're here. Thank you so much. Can I help you get anything today? Do you need some sheetrock? How about some plaster? How about some screws? Whatever you need. I need some keys made. Oh, well, follow me. And they lead you, and you're thinking, okay, great. You know, I'm going to take my keys off my ring here. These are the office keys, the keys to Studio B at the Image Building. I need, because I got some new employees, I need some keys made so these people can come and go. Well, he's going to take me down to some associate that's going to, associate, an employee. They're not associates. They're not associated with shit. Quit calling them that. They work there. That they're not an associate. And get you a friendly associate. We'll take care of whatever it is that you need, sir. So no, you're walking, you're following dude, and he takes you down there where there's a big yellow box. So it's like the size of two phone booths. Big, big, big yellow thing. And it's got a big touch screen on it. This thing right here will take care of your keys, sir. Have a fine day. Is there anything else that you need? You just look for me. My name is Charles, and I'll get you what... Shut up. So I'm looking at this machine. And keys, okay, it's a pretty simple prospect, okay? You give them the key. The attendant puts the key on the thing, and it makes a copy of it for you. And they have to match up the key, of course, you know. And then they give you back the key, and it's on a thing that they can scan at the checkout, so away you go. Doesn't work like that at Lowe's. No. No, it doesn't. No, they've got an automated key machine now. So you put your key in the slot. It grabs it and holds on to it. And then it asks you to pick what style of key you want. Now, I just want a plain key. It doesn't have to have cats on it. It doesn't have to have decorative shit on it. It's just a key, for God's sake. It's all I'm not going to pay $4 a fucking key to get done. It's a copy of a key. It spends most of its time in my pocket. I'm not going to sit there and look at, oh, how cute. It's got kitty cats on it. Shut up. I want a key. So when you tell it that you needed a key, right? How many copies do you need? If you buy two, you get a third one free. Shut up. I just want to I need two copies, okay? So you put it in. Then you got to pay for it with your card. And it's like, you know, like $7 for two keys. Fuck this. So by this point, the wife and I had she was getting ready to go get the batteries and stuff, the plants, but I had two packs of batteries. Light bulbs, whatever. I fuck this. I'm not going to. I hate people, but I hate automated shit like this. I'd rather deal with a surly, cussy, pissed off cash attendant, because I can watch them. I can see what they're doing. But this automated key making thing was. I need four keys copied twice. How complicated can that be? Instead of me running my damn card every fucking 5 minutes to get the. No, I don't want to do that. So, that was Lowe's. That threw the whole thing off, going from there to the grocery store. Keep in mind, I've had a good day today. I'm happy. I'm very happy. So, and I'll tell you why, because there's a wonderful thing that happened at the end of the day. So, aside from this, of course. So now we've had to go back to Midtown to the other hardware store where we can get the shit that we need done, and it's the Home Despot. The big orange place. And once again, it's same. It's filled with the same anger and just depression and vitriol that you find at any other one of these places. But here's the big difference. They have for you over there, they've actually got somebody who will take your keys and eyeball it and make a perfect copy of whatever. How many keys do you need, sir? We have the decorative kitty cat keys if you want them, but I see you want just the plain key, sir. Yes, I would. Thank you very much. So while all this is happening, The wife decides to go ahead and get a head start on her plant shopping, because it does take her a while to figure out what plants she wants on the front porch. This is where I disappear for the conversation in that, because I'm not needed. What kind of plants you want? Grow marijuana. Fuck, I don't care what you put on the front porch. Go crazy. Put a stalk of corn up there. Who knows? So she goes off into the garden area, so I'm left with this lovely lady there at the key thing. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to get her in trouble. But she was very nice. And we were sharing our distaste for people in general, which is odd. It's an odd conversation to have between two strangers. God, I hate people. Don't you hate them too? Oh, they're awful people. People can be just horrible people. And we're standing there at the key thing, and she's making the keys for me, and we're having this conversation, and she hates the whole corporate world. I said, man, it must be tough being in a place like this. And she goes, yeah, it's all I got. You know, it's a part-time thing, and I got to do what I got to do. And it's the whole corporate rah-rah bullshit, and it's just, you know, it's horrible. I said, man, I feel you. I used to do it myself. And we were talking about Radio Memphis, and we were talking about, you know, what I did, and we talked about what she does and her cats and her dogs and her husband and all that fun stuff. So anyway, the keys get made. Everything is eyeballed. They look perfect. They go into a little bag, and away we go. So I go and I pick up the batteries, picked up some light bulbs. You know, you probably do this like I do. You avoid eye contact with every person in a store like that. I don't know. It's a natural instinct to, like, I don't want to look these people in the face. It's as if, like, I'm really super embarrassed to be in this shithole of a store having to deal with people like you. Ugh. They didn't, of course, nobody knew. And I didn't even think to tell the lady at the key thing that I had to go, why I came here, because I didn't want, I don't know. I didn't even think about it. That it's far better in this. I hate people, but I want somebody to do this for me. And it's confusing, I know, but this is what goes on in my head. So anyway, I get the batteries, I get the light bulbs. I got my little envelope full of keys, and I go out into the outside where the garden stuff is, and all these people out there, they're all doing the same thing that we're doing. We're getting plants, not making eye contact, of course, because that would just be rude. So we're going around. The wife is trying to figure out what she wants. She's asking me, like, I give a shit. And I'm like, okay, you can put this here. Why don't you get these? These look fine. Should we have multiple colored hanging baskets, or should I get one all in one color? I don't care. It's fine. It's going to look good. Whatever it is that you do will look beautiful, I'm sure of it. So, and I'm laughing and cutting up and having a fine time. And there's another associate of the store who's standing outside, and he's hosing down some area there in the concrete where some dirt had spilled, and he was cleaning that up. And of course, the wife is asking him some questions about, you know, this plant, that other plant. And he's being very helpful. And then she turns to me and she says, well, what do you think? And I said, I don't really have much of an opinion on this, quite frankly. Whatever you do is going to be fine. Trust me on this. And of course, that's an offending remark to her. I don't mean it to be. It's just, it's just the way it goes. So dude that works there, he goes, man, I dig it, man. I feel your pain. And I said, it's not painful at all. It's just, you know, it's her decision, you know. It's okay. And he goes, good luck with that, man. You know, so he understood. He understands about it. So, and it's truthful. Whatever my wife wants to do with that is strictly her decision. I'm just the guy that cuts things when it comes to yard work. I don't plant shit. I dig holes. I remove plants that aren't doing what they do. They're not planting anymore. Whatever it is that the verb, active and transient verb of a plant. It's not blooming. There we go. It's not putting out leaves. It's dead. I'm the guy that gets called to come remove this, trim this, with her supervision, of course, because I once got a little carried away with some clippers once, and I thought she was going to cut my dick off with these clippers. Oh my God, it was horrible. So anyway, I'm smart enough to know when it comes to stuff like this is just to stay out of the way and only be there when I'm needed. You know, hey, could you help me get this? Could you trim this for me? And I'm like, yeah, I'd be more than happy to, as long as you're standing right here and you see what I'm doing. And we've got a great relationship because of that, mind you. So anyway, we're in the plant thing. The guy's he's like, I feel you, know. And so we go through the checkout and everything's great and groovy, and we go. And now we have to go to the grocery store. So the grocery store is its own adventure because it's different. It's something that we kind of take for granted that we must do on a routine basis. You must eat. You must wipe your ass. You must wash yourself. And all of the things that you need to complete those three tasks are available usually under one roof, and it's the grocery store. And it's like any... Now, look, there's chain grocery stores out there. Walmart, yeah, if you want to... If you're buying your groceries at Walmart, you need to be whipped publicly. There's just something wrong with that. I don't know why, but it's just me personally. I just hate Walmart. And I don't like Kroger either. I don't know where you might live if you're even familiar with this abomination of grocery shopping. But Kroger, well, if you have our frequent shopper card, you can get a discount. Why don't you give me a discount without the fucking card? You don't need to know how much I'm coming in here with every time. Oh, it's a discount, man. We're knocking cans of peas down for a dollar if you bring us your card. And for that, you get points, and you can buy shit, more shit with points. Or whatever it is the fuck that they're doing. So, no, I refuse to go and enter expensive. So we wound up at this place called Cash Saver. It's kind of groovy here. Maybe if you live in Memphis, you know what I'm talking about. It's over on Madison. It's in Midtown. And what they claim is that they acquire their food, their stuff. They acquire it at cost, and then they sell it at cost, okay, back to you. But they add 10% at the register. So it's not that big a deal. The cost there is some fine print here. The cost is the cost of them acquiring the product and putting it on the shelf. So the employee, overhead is involved in this whole thing. So, but it's not a bad deal. We got a shitload for like $120. We got stuff, man. We got stuff we needed. And so there's some really great deals. And for the most part, when you shop, you look at things like, okay, you get what you pay for. There's a reason why that can of green beans is 30 cents. Because there's probably stems and rocks in there. So yeah, you got to be kind of careful with that. But at the same time, you got to roll the dice. We're picky about that kind of stuff. We really are. Because I learned an interesting lesson, and this came up from last night. And trust me, this all ties together. Our friend Brad, whom you heard last week, was by the station last night. And we were all hanging around. We were swapping stories, just having a large time. And he told us that for whatever reason or another, he found himself taking a tour of a soap factory. You don't think of it that it's, wow, it's a soap factory. I'd like to take a tour of that. You know, how it's made on TV is for, I guess. And anyway, so he wound up taking this tour. But what they don't show you, what they don't tell you, it was an interesting little fact. He went to the place where they have, okay, they got the line. Think of it as like a long conveyor system, right? It's the line. And there's, above you, there's vats of goop, which is shampoo. This is where he went. He went to where they're making the shampoo. Which is what I needed, by the way. And he said, down come the empty bottles that they're going to fill with the... And they got the automation machines putting the labels on there, and they're filling the bottles up, and they put the caps on it, and they put it in the boxes, and away it goes. And it was the Paul Mitchell brand shampoo. What is it, $25-$30 a bottle? I don't know. I don't buy that. But anyway, some of you ladies might know. Right behind that comes another rack of bottles, plastic bottles coming down, putting the same stuff in it. The bottles are marked Suave. Now, look, I'm not big on fashion. You look at me. I'm not big on fashion and spending big bucks on my hair and that kind of thing. I have long hair. But I just keep it clean. Because the whole concept of not having clean. That's why bums have such wonderful heads of hair, because they don't wash it every day. You do realize that, right? But I do wash mine every day because it's nasty. I just feel gross. So anyway, God, I just had a girl moment there. Anyway, you down comes the bottles of Suave, and they're filling it with the same stuff. The only difference is the perfume that's added. That's the only difference. So I'm standing here in this grocery store, and they have Suave for, I don't know, a buck. That's what it averages. $1 a bottle. I get, a month or so out of it, whatever I need. It's $1 a bottle. Yes, yes. And it does a decent job. I feel clean. It's my hair is clean. That's it. Nobody complains. Next to it was a bottle of Paul Mitchell. And it was, it was like $18-$20, whatever the hell it was. It's the same shit. So yeah, you got to be careful, because it's not always you get what you pay for. Sometimes you get a you get ripped off. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're out shopping and doing the things that you do, because that's a thing. That's the stuff that you've got to keep in mind. So, anyway, we get the shampoo. We're getting toilet paper. I like to do things. This makes my wife so uncomfortable. I take the toilet paper, you know, the 12 roll pack, and I hold it up over my head like I've won a trophy. Look at here, ladies and gentlemen. We have toilet paper. My wife gets so embarrassed about it. No, put it up underneath the bag. What are you doing? Have you lost your mind? It's toilet paper, for Christ's sakes. You would think people would be happy that I was actually buying it. Wow. Look at him. He actually does wipe his ass. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we get the food. We got the soap. We got the toilet paper. We got some other stuff, you know. And since I hadn't been in the store in a long time, I thought, let's take a little spin down the beer aisle. I like beer aisles. Beer aisles are fun. You get to see what kind of beer they have. And in this particular place, they have a pretty extensive collection of beer, quite frankly. And they've got some beer from all over the world. And out leaps out in front of me on the end cap at room temperature. And I have this bottle. It's in my refrigerator right now. Have not had it. Have not tasted it. I love beer. And I have not had this, but I heard a lot about it. I'm looking at a headline right now that this could be the next Budweiser. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal. The beer is called Lucky Buddha Enlightened Beer. The bottle is absolutely, it's what got me. It's what hooked me. This may be a bottle of complete horse piss. I don't know. It's a green bottle. It's green like a Heineken bottle. It's got a red cap with a little Buddha on it. And there's a Buddha engraved into the glass. It's the cutest damn thing I've ever seen. It's a 12-ounce bottle. And it was $1.50. So the wife is going, why don't you get two of them? Yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. What if it sucks? Then I'm stuck with one. And then I have to, like, you know, look at it and deal with it and pawn it off onto some unsuspecting sap that might be in my house. Want a beer? Here, drink this. Knowing that it's shit. I don't do that to people. So let me just get one. If I like it, then I know where I can get others. You know, I got more beer here at the house. I just want to try this. And I want to keep the bottle. It's kind of groovy. So I did what any other person with due diligence would do and come home and look it up because I'm curious. There's stories about it. There's stuff all over. Any rate, long story short, I wind up here on Beer Advocate, which I have right here in front of me. BeerAdvocate.com. Lucky Buddha Enlightened Beer. Here's what it says. It comes from the Lucky Drink Company out of Australia, but it's Chinese. It's a Euro Pale Lager is the style. 4.8% alcohol by volume. So it's got it's a good beer. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know. So there's ratings and reviews here on the Beer Advocate. So far, the funnest one I've seen so far that really made me doubt my purchase here for my $1.50 was what this guy said. Something my dad had in the fridge at his place because he, quote, thought it was cool, unquote. That's the reason why I bought it. Looks like piss, smells of pungent apple cider vinegar, faint hint of acid, tastes like a watered-down rancid apple juice. Down the drain it's going unless my fiancé likes it. He gave it a 1 of 10. 1 out of 10. He follows it up with this line. What she said. Quote, wow, I did not expect that. Very mild, almost no aftertaste. I think that you would say that it's a watered-down beer, but I like it. Unquote. 8 of 10. So he didn't have to pour it down the drain. His wife liked it. Another one says, not a lot of flavor in this one. Great bottle, horrible beer. All right. Some people just said, it's not bad at all. It's all in taste, of course. It's subjective. And this one here said, just go get a rack of PBR. But here's the thing. You got to try just about anything once, right? So I've got one in my fridge. It's like, well, Rick, why aren't you drinking it now during your show here, man? Normally I would, but it was warm. So I just got back from the store not long ago. So it's in the refrigerator. I would have been able to make that statement a little more honest about the fact that I've spent 30 minutes recording this podcast already once and fucked it up. See the beginning if you've missed it. So now it's probably chilled. I'll have it later. And I'll tell you about it. If it's remarkable enough for me to tell you next time, I'll tell you all about it. Or next time I sit down to record, I'll just drink that beer during the... there you go. Yeah, there you go. There's a thought. Yeah, imagine that. Let's. Yeah, now we're thinking. Now we got the world by the balls.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Our guest this evening, we're mighty proud to have in here. The Memphis music scene you and I have discussed for years is just, it's steeped in the water, the air, the food that's here. It's everything.
That's right.
And this gentleman that's sitting in here with us has been part of every bit of that, is a good way to put it. Mr. Howard Grimes joins us.
So you started when you were 12, is that right?
I started playing in nightclubs when I was 12.
Oh my gosh, okay, so you started playing drums long before the...
I got my first session when I was 14.
Holy...
And things took off with a very dear friend of mine, wonderful lady, Cindy Law. She said, well, something told me to come to Memphis. She said, I'm glad I came because I got what I was looking for.
What year was this record done?
1968.
You mind if we play it?
No, I'd love to hear it.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, Player.fm, TuneIn, and Stitcher. You can also listen online and download past episodes at radio-memphis.com.
So that's what's coming up next time here from Radioland. Yeah, I'll sit down and I'll drink it in a future. Well, here's something that's interesting. Some news from Radioland. I'm gonna videotape one of these. The thought occurred to me that for some odd reason you might want to see what's going on. I don't know why. It's really, I'm just sitting here with headphones. It's not like I have notes. As you can tell, I just kind of ramble on for a half hour or so, and away we go. So yeah, I was going to videotape it. I'm not going to like put the whole show up there unless it's something, if we're doing like a big interview or something like that, then I might be more inclined to do that. But got to throw about 4 or 5 minutes up online so you can kind of see what's going on. It's a thought. It's not like I sit here and make funny faces. Well, right now I'm making a certain gesture to the web camera because, as I mentioned at the beginning of this thing, I had, this is the second take. I've never had to do that in all these episodes. I'm still sort of baffled by that. That everything sounded great, but I wasn't monitoring the recorder. I was monitoring the input, which stands to reason. You know, it goes out of that board and into the thing to record. And any rate. We finally got it right. Thank you for that. So at any rate, had that been recorded, you would have seen me have a complete come apart in this studio. And it's been a good day. And that's the whole thing. You remember what I told you? It started rough at dealing with an automated key thing. And what ended was the fact that I've got a bottle of a green glass bottle that has a Buddha on it, and it's got beer in it. Hopefully it'll be tasty enough for me to really enjoy. I don't know. I don't know. Lucky Buddha, enlightened beer. Perhaps you might have a comment on it. Here's something else too. I've been thinking about as well. And this is something that might be up your guys' alley. I don't get too many comments about the shows, and that's all well and good. There's a service that you can get now called YouNow. YOUNOW. YouNow.com. And there's also there's an app that you can get called Periscope, which would allow me to in essence broadcast from here in Studio A on the webcam, and all of you can sit there in a chat room and ask questions, and you type in your questions, you'll hear me and see me answering them, and what I could record that and make a show out of it. I don't know. What do you think? You think it's worth trying? I don't know. If it's something you're interested in, maybe you want to get into, let me know. Drop me a line if you like. I'm easy to find. Radio-Memphis.com is where I am most of the time. You can also find me at my blog, rickcheddar.blogspot.com is where the written home of this show is. Man, it's not really so much written, just a few notes. And you can also find me in various other places. Find the show, that is, at Stitcher. You can find it at player.fm. Pardon, iTunes. And at radio-memphis.com. Also, look for the, it has its own page there, radio-memphis.com. Look for From Radioland. And our people have it there for you, too. So, yes, I have people. Don't give me that look. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, Rick, yeah, you're full of shit. You're making yourself out more than what you are. Shut up. Nah. happy with me. I'm happy in my own skin. You should be too. It's been a good day. Like I said, I got a bottle of beer with a Buddha on it. How bad could that be? I don't know. Curious now. Anyway, that's that. You've heard what's coming up next time. Thank you for being a subscriber. Share it. Tell everybody you know about it. Let's have some fun. And thank you. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios, Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more audio on demand, go to radio-memphis.com.